Hello, everybody. I would like to talk to you today about this week's Parsha, which is Parshas Emor. The first half of Parshas Emor deals extensively with the laws of Kohanim, otherwise known as the priests. If you're ever in a shul, you'll notice that the first aliyah is given to a Kohen. In Eretz Yisrael, in the Holy Land, Kohanim bless the people every day. Outside of Israel, Kohanim only get the privilege of blessing the people on Yom Tov, and not only Yom Tov, but Yom Tov at Musaf. Yet there's clearly an idea that exists throughout the Torah and throughout Halacha even nowadays, that the principle of Kohanim. Interestingly, Parshas Emor does not really talk about Leviim at all. The focus is entirely on Kohanim. And in our post-Temple era, the whole institution of having Kohanim is something that we don't really think about very practically, except in the sense that Kohanim have specific halakos. But the structure of our Yiddishkeit, of our Jewish observances nowadays, really doesn't have Kohanim play a central role at all. However, there is a very, very important teaching, and for many people it is literally their first venture into halakha, and that is the first Mishnah in the entire Talmud. In Masecht Brachos, the first Mishnah, Meimasai Koranis Shema Ba'arvis. From what time should a person say the Shema at night? And the Mishnah's answer is, Mishasha HaKohanim Nichnasin Lechol B'Trumasan. From the time that the Kohanim come back home to eat their Truma. So what does this mean? When do the Kohanim come home to eat their Truma? So the Gemara answers that the Kohanim come home to eat their Truma after the stars come out. So the Gemara says, well, if they come home when the stars come out, then couldn't the Mishnah have simply skipped a step and said, what is the earliest time to say Shema? When the stars come out? Why do you have to tell me it's when the Kohanim come home? So the Gemara's answer is that the Mishnah wants to teach us a halacha, sort of by the way, that Kohanim are allowed to eat their Truma the night after they have gone to the mikvah. And they do not have to wait until the next day. However, that still doesn't answer the question, which is why mention Kohanim at all. You could simply tell me, when you're learning the halachos of eating Truma, that Kohanim are allowed to eat their Truma as soon as the sun has set, or as soon as it's dark outside. Why mention Kohanim? So HaKohen HaGodol, the great Kohen, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, answered in his first sefer, Tzidkas HaTzadik. He answers that the point of the Mishnah is that Kohanim serve as role models. Meaning, if you want to know how to properly observe halacha, then what you need to do is watch what Kohanim do. Now, even though the Kohanim are coming home to eat, and Tosos asks, well, if they're coming home to eat, when are they going to say Shema? Don't they have to say Shema as well? So he says, yes, of course, they'll say Shema, and then they'll eat dinner. However, the point is, we need to create a system in which our halacha follows the guidance of halachic role models. In the times of the Mishnah, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, those were the Kohanim. Now it has to be other people. Who are those people? We have to discover them for ourselves. For some people, it might be their Rosh HaYeshiva. For other people, it might be their Rebbe of the Hasidic bent. For others, it will be a Rav, a rabbi. It might be a Rebbetzin. It might be some person who you recognize as having a sensitive, spiritual, religious soul, and you realize they're doing the right thing. It's not enough to just say, let me read it in a book. We need to take what is called Maise Rav, meaning the actual occurrences of what it is that we notice our religious and spiritual and Jewish role models doing. That's such an important thing nowadays, where so often there's one story or another, people have different elements of bitterness in their lives, where sometimes they remember rabbis negatively. They say, did you hear what that rabbi said about me, or what he did to my kid, or whatever? And then what it is that we share with our children, unfortunately, and with our friends, as we talk about all the role models, or people who should have been role models, and how they made our lives difficult. And sometimes they do make lives difficult. People are human beings, after all. However, that doesn't change the fact that we need to find those role models. And those role models, even when they eat, will be a signal of when it is and how it is that we should daven. That is the secret of Parshas Emor, and that is the secret really to our whole life, all our lives, how it is that we go day to day, is by observing what it is that those who are meant to be greater than us or should be greater than us, how they behave, and then modeling their behavior in our own lives. All right, that's it for today. Take care.